The people you associate with on a daily basis have far more influence on the direction and quality of your life than you can ever imagine. From the food you eat to the clothes you wear, from the way you feel to the way you speak, from the way you think to the way you act, that every area of your life has been and is being impacted by the people you interact with. Solomon wrote, "Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble." You see, this is an amazing principle. If you want to become a wise person, all you have to do is associate with wise people. However, if you choose to hang out with fools, not only will you become a fool, you will get yourself into lots of trouble. Now, let us look at the biblical definition of a wise person. A wise person is someone who knows what is right and what is wrong, but chooses to do what is right. On the other hand, a fool knows the difference between right and wrong, but chooses to do what is wrong. You see, many of your character defects are directly attributed to the people you choose to hang out with. If you're going to choose to be happy, you will need to work on hanging out with the right people, because happiness is not something you will achieve on your own. For this reason, you should focus on people who will help you, not the people who will hinder you. Solomon wrote, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble." You see, you did not get your hurts and you did not develop your hang-ups and bad habits on your own. By the same token, you cannot recover on your own. You need to build relationships with the right people. And I know no better place to accomplish this than in the local church. But not just any local church. You need to find a local church where there are Christians, followers of Jesus, who understand how much we need each other.